That stuff was available. Mm-hmm. Actually, I believe that someday there will be a migration back to the farm. I may be wrong.
Yeah, it's coming about. It's slow, but now they're going to the suburbs. The next.
Yeah, that's right. They're getting out on the edges now.
Another jump. Mm-hmm. I know. I'd certainly like to get out of the town.
I was very
little
careful.
Little old lot.
Yeah. I lived, you see, in a little rural community out there, mm-hmm. community out there. And when I decided to come to Cordell, I was very careful to get out where I'd have room, because I knew I'd been out too long. I couldn't be hemmed in or fenced in. Mm-hmm. I knew I couldn't stand it.
Well, in 5 years, the city will be all around you.
Well, I imagine that's right too, because it's growing pretty fast.
Yeah, it'll come this way.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's growing. It's going east.
It won't go toward the railroad.
No.
It won't go south.
No, creeks. It's north or east.
Yeah, north. It's hemmed in by a residential area.
Yeah, that's right. Mm-hmm. I think the business is coming this way.
Yeah.
But I hope I have big enough a lot right here. I'm going to keep all the lots I've got to keep my from being crowded too much.
Or, of course, you can always sell them and go back to the farm.
Yeah, I can do that. Yeah. If the price is high enough, conducive, you know.
Just be patient. It will be.
I think so.
Mm-hmm. Oh, when a man got dressed up, what did he put on?
When a man was dressed up, what did he put on?
Yeah, when he got dressed up.
Other than his ordinary suit of clothes, you mean?
Uh-huh. Well, what were the parts of his suit of clothes?
Did you say the price?
The parts.
Oh, the parts. Well, of course, it was simply, we don't have such things as a vest now, but you know, always when we were younger men, we had three-piece suits.
Yeah.
The trousers, the vest, which was just as necessary as your coat. Mm-hmm.
Kept your chest warm.
Sure. Button up, you know, didn't have any sleeves in it. Fit tight around your body. But now then, you couldn't find a suit of clothes with a vest made. They don't make them anymore. Mm-hmm. But it was always trousers, vest, and coat. Mm-hmm. Of course, hats and shoes. Mm-hmm. I mean, back in the early day, everybody wore hats, and nobody went bareheaded then.
Isn't that strange how times have changed?
And now then, you can hardly find a young man to wear a hat.
Yeah.
And at my age, I was taught to wear a hat. Mm-hmm. And if I get up to go out the door anywhere, I put my hat on. Never go out without my hat. Mm-hmm.
Oh, you mentioned trousers. What do you call those now? Same thing?
Well, pants or trousers.
And what do you call those things that you wear to hold your pants up?
Well, they have two or three different names. They were first called galluses.
Yeah.
And then they became suspenders. Mm-hmm. And I think they've just about quit using them now.
Yeah, I think you're right.
Yeah, I haven't seen a pair of them. Some old men use them.
Yeah.
No young person.
Did the people out here who raised cattle wear those things on their legs in the winter?
You mean the boys that rode the horses did?
Yeah.
Those leather japs?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Always when they rode the horses, you know, saddles.
Was that common in this area?
It was very common.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, very common. Chaps, I call them, you know, leather, you know, they keep the rain and everything off of their legs and their trousers, keep them getting wet in case of rain.
Mm-hmm. Talked to a man, he said he had some made out of bear skin.
Well, it might be, but
belonged to his granddad.
I never did see it. All I ever saw was just old leather, you know, just made out of ordinary leather.
Uh-huh. I didn't see these. He just told me about them.
Yeah.
Well, I think I'd better take this thing and turn it over.